Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye.
Shit. Nuggets that are like, you know, slightly more modern or more bizarre or like much mythic stuff for me to guess on. But this was our bread and butter.
Oh, mate, it's what got us. It was our first love, wasn't it? You know, like it's the medieval battles. It's the resistance. It's always whatever gets me going is it's
the resistance lives on.
Viva la resistance.
I watched South Park, the movie, the other day. It was bad.
Wow. I was just saying, how does that square up these days?
Well, not. But have that fun song with you because La Resistance lives on.
La Resistance lives on.
I get really, you may get caught in a trap, you may get caught in a hole. And it's so like over the top and silly, but I don't love it.
God, I remember that song. I can't remember any of the words. So the only one I know off by heart, because it's very simple, is shut your fucking face and go fuck. You're a bonafide bastard. Also, bonafide bastard is a great slam. I don't care. Whatever generation from, bonafide bastard is very good.
Yeah, that's funny. Do we have a Patreon people to read out? I know we've for me and you it's back to back.
We do. We're getting right on the Patreon stuff now. We're back on and doing it consistently because we skipped a few weeks to make
it. We completely stopped. Doing
just went right. Thanks for the support, but you don't get anything back.
Okay. Well, they got their episodes, so they always got their
episodes.
That's
true. They got the episodes right. So the next one we got is. Someone named Charlene Evans, and I was just confused because I know we've had a Charlene before because we used to go Marlene,
I was going to say we've got a couple of Charlenes already,
but the last one was Charlene Reese. This is Charlene Evans, so I want to give you the same gift we gave Mrs. Reese or Miss Reese. Charlene Evans,
Well, Charlene Reese is a lovely human, so you're in good stead with sharing a similar name to Charlene Reese.
And this is the second episode in a row that we've got an Only Fools and Horses reference.
Oh, Charlene!
You dozy man!
Charlene's been happily married for 20 years. I've simply been married.
Classic 80s banter right there,
I like unapologetically fucking love Only Fools. I think
it is
so
good. I don't care what anyone
it's
says.
So
it's very, very good. No. You know my stepdad Mel, he's got like his own little man cave. I know you hate that term, but he genuinely does because it's like it's his little shed in the garden. He exits the house to go into this thing, right? And I was in there. He's got an N64.
What, your mum's house?
Yeah. So my mum's house goes out and there's a shed, right? You go in there, he's got a little telly. He's got a Nintendo 64 plugged up to it with GoldenEye on it. I get drunk and play it with him sometimes. It's fucking brilliant. Yeah, it's so, so good. He's shit at it as well. So I get to batter him, which is brilliant. And then the only other thing he has in there is like one of those little tiny DVD players. And I was like, oh, you just like got loads of films near of you. And I said, yeah. He was like, yeah. I said, where are they? Because I couldn't see like stacks of films or DVDs anywhere. And he went, oh, there. And it's literally just the entire box set of Only Fools. And I think he just goes through from like episode one to the end again and again and again.
We had this massive, like, giant. He loved him. His nickname was Bondage. Massive, and I don't, giant, like, we generally didn't.
Wow.
We never knew his. And we did know it by the end. Like people did, but lots of people didn't. So one night, the police arrested some of us, and we had Jimmy, real name's Chris, got that wrong. And Bondage came out of nowhere. We like, what? My mum was saying, who are you living with next year? And we're like, oh, well, actually, I'm living with Craig, Jimmy, Coxie, Bondage. And I just forgot that that's means something different to other people. But we called him Bondage because we didn't speak to him in first year. And you just hear like these growls and grunts coming from his room. And we used to just think he's always tied up. Great. And he used to leave. We had like a shared shower on our hall block. And he used to leave to go to the shower in like a robe. And I generally love.
Like Hugh Hefner.
Okay. Yeah. And he grew his hair really long and it looked horrible. We went to the beach once and he'd never smoked weed. I don't smoke much weed, but he'd never smoked weed before. It is so clear. And he smoked it and you're oh, that's good shit. It's like he's only seen it in reference in films. And then he went, oh, boys, what's the smoke drive limit? Because he was driving us back. I was like, there is no smoke drive limit. It's illegal.
Smoke drive limit. Brilliant.
He was obsessed with Only Fools and Horses, like properly obsessed with it. And he used to be so lazy where he just lie down and watch like it on repeat, on repeat, on repeat. But it was during the time when we had DVDs, and one time he watched Napoleon Dynamite and he was too fucking lazy to get out of bed to turn it off. So he watched it three times back to back because he would just play from the start.
He couldn't be bothered to take it out on the fucking DVD for it.
That's
a good film. It's a very good film, but I wouldn't watch it three times in a row. That's mad.